pasuk and describes Himself who creates Adam, and the pasuk says, "Vayitza Hashem Elokim asa Adam ofen ha'adama, vayipach pa'apav nishmas chayim, vayihiyo Adam l'nefesh chayim." There's a very, very important tagum unculus on this pasuk. Unculus interprets the last phrase of Vayihiyo Adam l'nefesh chayim. V'havas be'odam l'ruach memalala. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyochol, breathed, infused the neshama into Adam, right? Until originally Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Adam and formed him from the dust of the ground. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyochol, infuses the neshama into Adam, and then Adam becomes a nefesh chaya. What does it mean, a nefesh chaya? Ruach memalala. A being who speaks. So Unculus tells us that the defining human quality is the ability to express thought through speech. I mean, animals speak also, right? There is animal language as well. So what Unculus clearly means is a certain level of abstract thought, a certain type of thought, the capacity to think and then to express it, to speak. So for Unculus, speech is the defining human quality. Which means that the way we talk is something which is of incredible consequence. Because if Ruach Memalala is who we are, what we are, that defines us, so then how we use that gift, how we use that ability, determines who we are and what we are. Incredible. In the world around us, so I don't know, just when I was little, so one used to hear the nursery rhyme. You'll tell me whether it's still current. That sticks and stones will break my bones. Still current. Okay, still current. So there is a certain approach to speech. Again, if the message would just be, don't let someone's insults bother you, you should be a mezgaben, so that would be a good lesson. But there's a certain approach which I think gets intimated in that rhyme, that there's a certain lack of reality to speech. The Torah doesn't think so. The Torah thinks speech is of tremendous consequence. And again, according to Unculus, Ruach Memalala, that is who we are, that is what we are, that defines us as a species. So therefore, as an individual, what defines each of us is how we use and how we employ that gift and blessing of speech. So this has lots of consequences. So for this morning, let's perhaps just consider briefly one of them. The mission in Pirkei Avos, from the Shemini Yomel, Omer, Shosh, Yom, Ha'olam, Omer, Al Hadin, Ba'al Ha'emes, Ba'al Ha'shalom. The world rests on three things. The middle of the three is Emes. Let's take a look at Rabbi Yonah. Ve'al ha'emes sheyesh la'odem laleches bedarkei hatshuva shehu emes v'sarasu emes. Ve'holech bedarkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes Gam ken yelech ba'oso ha'derech shenema v'halachta v'drachav. So Rabbi Yonah, he doesn't really indicate it. You know, he doesn't indicate with an inami or the od yeshloma. He doesn't give us any of those code words. But Rabbi Yonah is going to tell us, as it were, that there are two mechayvim, that there are two considerations which compel a person to be totally, totally truthful in his speech. The first one is the mitzvah of halachta v'drachah. What's the mitzvah of halachta v'drachah, the verse? To whatever descriptions we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we're supposed to imitate those descriptions. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as rachub v'chanun, so then we're also supposed to be rachub v'chanun. So chosama shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seal is emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as emes. So then the mitzvah of halachta v'drachah says that we have to be emesdek also. We have to be emesdek also. So it doesn't make a difference whether it's a little lie or a big lie. It doesn't make a difference whether it's what color lie it is, whether it's a white lie or a purple lie or a green lie, or a green lie. Then there's a chiyuv to be totally, totally emesdek, to be totally, totally honest. So not only does that mean that to sort of get out of a tight, sticky situation that we're not allowed to bend the truth. Did you, your parents, your teacher, someone asked you, did you do this? You didn't do it, you sort of fudge. So not only can't we bend the truth to get out of a tight or a sticky situation, but even to sort of, you know, someone sort of nudging us. Will you do this? Will you do this for me? Will you do this? Will you do this? So you just want to get the guy off your back. So you say yes. You have no intention of doing it. You have no intention. But it's a good way to get the guy off your back. And then you worry about it later that you're not going to do it. But it's not emistic. It's not emistic. Let's say you have a cell phone. Anyone here have a cell phone? Let's say you have a cell phone. And So people have messages on their voicemail. So sometimes you hear a message, and the message says, you know, please leave a message, and I'll call you back as soon as possible. Which, if you have that message, and you take it, do that every time, is a very nice thing. But message, as soon as possible. Every message is going to be returned as soon as possible. I don't know if they're calling to tell me that I won the lottery and I should call to claim my prize, I'll probably call back as soon as possible. If the guy's at Lubnik and I don't really want to talk to him, it's not clear that I'm going to call back at all. I'll have to come to the camera to call as soon as possible. I'll call when, I don't know, when I'm doing something else and I can multitask. But everything, chosom shakadosh baruch hu emes. It doesn't make a difference whether it's a big lie, a little lie, what seems to be a more consequential lie, an inconsequential lie. A person has to be totally, totally emistic. Now, let's continue here. Rabbi Yonah gives us a second perspective. Besides the mechayev of halachta v'drachah, Rabbi Yonah has a second mechayev. Amu Chazal, you see it line 3 there, we'll say, in the Os Beis. Amu Chazal, she'afilu sipu dvarim ba'alma ein lo l'odom l'shakeh. Even, again, on sort of in what would seem to be an innocuous, trivial context, a person can't lie. Kahu uvda debrei derav chulu. He quotes, the Imam Yavama says that Rav's wife used to make tzaras for him. She was spiteful. So she'd ask him what he wants for dinner. So if he'd say, okay, let's have fleishiks tonight. So she'd make milchiks. So he'd say, let's have milchiks tonight. So she'd make fleishiks. He'd say, let's have eggs. So she'd make Christ, she'd make a salmon. Whatever. Everything was just spiteful. Once, Rav got what he wanted. Because his son had acted as an intermediary, in relaying his request when asked, and then he got it. So he was in the shaman. So his son told him, well, I'll tell you what happened. He said, well, you said you wanted fleshiks. So I told her you wanted milchiks. So that way she gave you fleshiks. That was a chat, no? So Rav tells them, it was a good chachma. so that was like a good chachma. But Rav tells him not to do it. He says, "Va'at lo saved." You see, towards the end of the fifth line, "Anohu da hafichra" in the fourth line, right? Rav's son said, "Now I inverted it so that when she spitefully gave the opposite of what you asked for, so then this way you got what you wanted." So Rav says, "Han da ami inshe de nafik mimach taima yalfach." You can like learn from your own children. That's a smart thing you did. "Va'at lo taved," but don't do that anymore. Mishum shenama lindu l'shonam daber sheken. Ki ha'odam ha'margil l'shono l'daber sheken b'dover she'en bo lo hefzeh v'lo to'eles gam ki yovo l'daber dvarim shal ika lo yuchal lom ha'emes ki pihu ha'medaber v'ha'herigal shal edalah. The Menyona says something which is a profoundly important klal in general. In a person's midos, in midos ha'odam, he says in the context of MS, he says, if a person gets into the habit of not being 100% truthful, even if it begins in a, again, seemingly inconsequential context, even if it's in a context where it seems justified, as what Rav's son is doing, what happens is he develops a habit, limdu l'shono v'aber shaykeh. The person develops a habit of not being truthful. And then that's going to carry over to very important things as well. It's a big, big yisod in life, I will say. A person can't compartmentalize his midos. A person can't be inefficient in one area, but always be efficient about getting to tefillah on time. If a person is inefficient, even if that inefficiency is seemingly in an area of dvarim shel mabachach, it doesn't stay compartmentalized. So the second mechayev, that a person has to be absolutely truthful in every context, is because we can't compartmentalize our midos. If you ask me, what time it is, not approximately what time it is, you want to know what time it is, and it's, what time is it, 9:20, and it's 9:20, and I tell you it's 9:22, so I get into the habit of being imprecise, of being inaccurate, of not being entirely truthful. No, probably in this context it doesn't make too much difference to you whether it's 9:20 or 9:22. Ain't nothing. That's true, but the habit begins to take root in a person. So the two mechayvim of Yonah has is, number one, it's v'halafta b'drachav. So v'halafta b'drachav means a person has to be absolutely honest. A person has to be absolutely truthful. If a person says something, it has to be true. It has to be true. Number two, the other reason why, even in seemingly inconsequential contexts, a person has to be amistic, is because a person can compartmentalize his midos. Limdu l'shonam daber sheker. Limdu l'shonam, they trained their tongues to speak sheker, that enochanami, maybe it begins by, as with Rav's son, as inverting what his father said, but Lamaisa, he was saying a sheker, because he went to his mother, and he said, "Daddy wants fleshiks," but that's not true. That's not what he had said. A person can compartmentalize. That's why a person has to try to be totally, totally amistic all the time. A wonderful week, let's say. I'm to the donuts. I donuts today? Mm-hmm. I totally mentioned it.
I think it was last year maybe about how the computers are like old.